Ah, es Metri. Okay. So this is called a marking. Okay. Then by definition of K3, there exists a non-zero holomorphic two form. This is one dimensional. Okay. Then you can send this here. And this vector satisfies the Riemann condition. So you get a period domain of K3. That is a omega. This is a, so we take the project phi, satisfying Riemann condition. Okay, this is a period domain for K3 and marking. Okay. And also, if you want to get a period domain for polarized K3, you can easily define similar. So if you, for example, if you take the vector h squared 2d, then this lattice, this is a rank one sublattice. So embedding is unique. So yesterday's lecture, please recall. So it's also a complement. This is denoted by L2D. This lattice is unique up to isomorphism. So you can replace here L2D. So because of period omega, omega is perpendicular to H. This is an ample class. So omega should be in L to D, okay? So you take here, L to D. Then you get a period domain for polarized K3 of degree 2D, okay? This is the period domain for K3. Is it okay? Next is a period domain for Endicus. Maybe this is the first time to appeared Endicus never appear. So why let Y be an Endicus? So by definition, so geometric genus and irregularity vanish. But two times canonical is trivial. So it's universal cover. This is a K3. But this is 2-2-1, defined by 2-torsion. Okay? And the origin of by the pi, this map. So one can define the sublattice inside L. This is defined by, I'm sorry, so, and here is a involution, fixed point free involution. Free involution. So Endicus surface is nothing but a pair of K3 and fixed point free involution. Okay? Y is isomorphic to the quotient. So you can apply periods of K3. Then so we can define the sublattice Lx plus minus here. Maybe H2XZ. So sigma star x plus minus x, right? So what is the Lx plus? So Lx plus is nothing but the pullback of the second cohomology, invariant part. So Lx plus is invariant part under sigma. So it comes from here. But so H2YZ, so PZ is equal to zero, so this is isomorphic to Picard. But it has a two torsion corresponding to KY. So modulo torsion, this is a even lattice, even unimodular. So evenness comes from the genus formula, and the Poincaré gravity implies a unimodularity. And Hodge index theorem implies signature is 1, 9. So this is alpha 2. U plus E8. So LX plus is now. This is alpha 2, double. U plus E8 2. And then, so LX minus. What is LX minus? So yesterday I told you, so discriminant quadratic form, Lx plus is isomorphic to Lx minus. So you can determine this one. And in fact, this is isomorphic to U2 plus E8 2. Okay? So the rank Lx minus is 12. But the discriminant group, its number of minimal denominator is 10. So this is L plus 2. So we have this one. So you remember last theorem, Lutonicki. So his theorem implies this lattice is uniquely determined by its signature and discriminant form. Okay, so you can drop the X here, independent of X. Okay, so you can. So we take an abstract lattice, LX, L plus and L minus. So this is by definition of end case, no global holomorphic two form on Y. This means omega is contained in here. Okay, so the definition of the period domain of the end case is P. Okay, omega is an eigenvector corresponding to minus one eigenvalue. Okay, so and satisfying Riemann condition. Okay, and in this case, signature is this lattice. Signature has 2, 10. And in this case, this domain is a bounded domain of type 4. More precisely, two copies, disjoint union of two copies of a bounded symmetric domain of type 4 and dimension 10. Okay, this is the period domain for Hendrix. Okay? But we should delete some locus here, because some locus K3 exists, but fixed point free involution cannot extend the fixed point free involution on this K3. So anyway, so general point correspond to end case. Okay, and I want to give you one more remark. So generic end case. So this means covering K3, Picard lattice is isomorphic to L plus. So minimum one. Then Y does not contain smooth rational curve, because if Y contains a smooth rational curve. Here's a Y. This is P1, C. Then take the double cover. So this is a eta. So you get a two disjoint P1. Yeah. So consider the difference. This is contained in L minus, right? Of course. And this is a minus 4 vector. So you can get the algebraic cycle here. So the Picard number of X jumped, right? Okay, so this is a proof. Okay. And generic end case cannot contain the smooth rational curve, but special one contains many smooth rational curves. And let's consider the all minus 4 vector, these minus 4 vector. Then these minus 4 vector generate root lattice, not root lattice, double of root lattice, for example, E6 or E7 too, double, like this. And I think Mukai will give a lecture related to E7. He's not here, maybe. Okay. Anyway, so my lecture is an introduction for other people. Okay. Okay, no, any question? So this is, so this is called a root invariant, introduced by Nikuri. And if I have a time, I want to give you a type E6 indicates, but maybe yesterday I failed, so. Anyway, now I come to automorphisms of K3 and indicates. Okay. So next one. Automorphism. So in the following, I assume so X is algebra K3 for simplicity. And Sx, this is a Picard lattice. This is a sublattice, primitive sublattice. And let's consider the all minus two vectors here. Delta square minus two. Okay. Then you can define the isometry. So for each delta, S delta is a reflection. X delta, delta. This is a reflection. For example, a delta goes to minus delta because delta square is minus two. And this is a reflection. And then so these reflections generate a subgroup of the orthogonal group of the Picard lattice. So delta double x is a subgroup generated by all reflections. This is a normal subgroup of the orthogonal group. And let's consider the positive cone here. Px is Sx tensor R. This is a hyperbolic space. By Hodge index theorem, one positive and other the negative. So R is a Picard number. And x square is positive. Then signature is like this one. So Px is this cone, which has two components. And I take one component, px plus. Px plus is a one component containing an ample class. Okay. Then, so let's consider the hyperplane perpendicular to each delta. Then this has a signature 1, r minus 2. Because delta square is negative. So this hyperplane contains one positive. So it cuts here. Okay. But reflection. Reflection fixes the hyperplane perpendicular to delta. This means reflection fixes this hyperplane. So it preserves positive cone. So, in particular, this reflection group acts on this cone. Okay. So, what is the fundamental domain of this action? So, the answer is, so there is all hyperplane perpendicular to this one. Okay? Then this is a fundamental domain. Of double. And this is nothing but an amplicon. This is the amplicon, okay? And so then I want to describe the autonomous group of this K3. Which one? Union, this one, yes. Yeah, there it is. Set minor. Ah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like this. So, take one connected component. Thank you. So connected component. Is a so. Thank you. And then I want to describe the autonomous group. This autonomous group, from this autonomous group, so any automorphism preserves the amplicon. Okay? So you get a homomorphism. So this is an isometry of the Picard latch preserving the amplicon. Okay. But the Torelli type theorem implies this map is a finite kernel and finite co-kernel. Okay, so I want to give you a simple proof of this. For example, co-kernel. Finite co-kernel. Okay, so how to? Mukai-san could come. So you will discuss E7 in your lecture. Okay. Okay. And then so this is because so. Yesterday I told, so let's consider the following subgroup. Kernel, auto CX to SX. This is the orthogonal group of the finite quadratic form. Then this is a finite index here. This is a finite index. Because this group is a finite group, right? And then take any isometry here. So phi is the isometry of Picard lattice. But it acts on the discriminant group trivially. Then this isometry can be extended to an isometry of full cohomology, acting trivially on transcendental lattice. Okay, yesterday, so. Maybe it's okay. Then, so there is a isometry acting trivially on the transcendental lattice. But a period is contained in the transcendental lattice. So this means phi tilde preserves the period. Also, by definition of this one, phi preserves the amplicon. So Hodge isometry preserving the amplicon is induced from automorphism of K3. This is a Torelli type theorem. Okay, preserving the period and amplicon. So this isometry comes from automorphisms. Okay. So this is a proof. And as a corollary, for example, automorphic group is finite if and only if this reflection group is a finite index. Okay. For example, our previous talk. For example, you are H, okay, E8. In this case, finite K3 corresponding K3 has a finite automorphic group. So anyway, so Nikulin and Binbag, rank four case, Binbag. So almost all cases, Nikulin classifies such Picards. Okay. And in general, to describe this group, for example, give a generator is a very difficult. But I think Professor Kumar is not here. He will discuss a generic Kuma. In this case, this group is infinite, but he discuss some maybe. Okay. So this is a description of the full automorphism group. And next, I want to discuss what kind of finite group. This is a finite group acting on a K3. What kind of G? Okay. So okay, so now I fix two home. Okay. Fix omega. Then take so G acts on K3. Okay. Then pullback of omega. This is also two home, non-zero two home. But this is one dimensional. So this is coincide up to constant. So alpha G is a non-zero constant. Okay. So you have a homomorphism. I don't know. G to sending G to alpha G. But G is a finite, so the image is a finite subgroup of multiplicative group, so it is a cyclic. So you have a extension, some cyclic group, and this is the kernel. And this part is called a non-symplectic. And this part is called symplectic. Okay. And this is a cyclic group, and so many results are obtained. So that I want to show you the relation with the Mathieu group with this symplectic group of automorphism. So I think this kind of research was started by Nikulin, and he showed the following. So these are finite symplectic automorphisms of K3. Then the order is less than or equal to 8, and each fixed number of fixed points is as follows. So 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8. And here is a number of fixed points. of G, of course on X. This is 8, 6, 4, 4, 2, 3, 2. Okay. Then Mukai observed, on the other hand, yesterday I gave you one definition of M24. So M24 acting on 24 letters. And the M23, this is some stabilizer. For example, stabilizer of the last letter. Okay, this is M23. Stabilizer of number 24. Then Mukai observes. So if you take M23 and the order, each order is equal or less than or equal to 8, then number of fixed points of sigma on omega is equal to maybe, I'm sorry, this number is Fm. M is the order. So order of sigma is M. Then this coincides with this one, corresponding one, right? Understandable? Okay? So if the order is the same, the number of fixed points is the same. So this is our observation of Mukai. And he showed, so G is a finite group of symplectic automorphisms. Okay, three. Then this is a subgroup of, you can be embedded in M23 with at least 5 orbits on omega. So why 5 orbits? For example, so 8, 0. So anyway, so G acts on cohomology lattice of K3. So this is a, well, your number is 24, so what is rank 24? So you get a representation of degree 24. But 80, here 80, 84, and real part of the period, and imaginary part of period, and Kehler class. Fixes, because G is a finite. So we need this one, 5 orbits. Okay, and then maybe Kumu, Professor Kumu, he never comes, but he will discuss a positive characteristic case. Also, Ohashi. He will discuss NG case, not M24, M12. There is another series of Mathieu group acting on the 12 letters. Okay, so still I have too fast. Okay, this is the case 3. No. Next is the NGKS, automorphism of NGKS. NGKS case. So general case we have a trivial automorphism. But generic NGKS has an infinite group of automorphisms. So I want to explain. So generic NGKS means rank of the Picard lattice of this K3 is 10. Okay. And omega, period omega, that is not contained in a proper linear subspace. of L minus here, defined over some number field. So, phi is a Euler function, then 12. 12 is the rank of L. This is, I don't have a time to explain this one, but then automorphism of n decays. This is of course isomorphic to automorphism group of automorphisms of K3 commuting with sigma, involution sigma. And the assertion is that this is isomorphic to kernel L plus going to QL plus. This is a disgruntled quadratic form, maybe divided by plus minus one. This is an assertion. This is due to Bart-Peters, also Nikulin, maybe, independently. So, for example, by applying the lattice theory, how to realize this isometry by automorphism. So let's take an isometry here, okay? Then again, phi acts on the discriminant group trivially. So phi can be extended to an isometry of the full second cohomology. So there exists an isometry extension acting on trivially of the transcendental, so L minus identity, okay? Then phi tilde preserves the period. But generic n decays does not contain a smooth rational curves, as showed, okay? So ample cone is nothing but the positive cone. So no restriction, okay? So divided by plus minus, you phi preserves a positive cone, okay? Multiplied by minus one, if necessary. So positive cone is equal to ample cone. So this guy preserves the ample cone. So preserving the period and the ample cone, it is realized by automorphism. So comes from this one. This is a proof. Okay. So this group, of course, this is a finite group, but this is an infinite group, so very big. And so in this case, Nikulin. So interesting problem is classify all n-decay surface with finite group of automorphisms. But this was done. First, Nikulin classified over maybe G over 2G. And later I classified completely and examples. Okay. So this is the n-decay. Okay. So, how to Bouchard product or some Hessian quotic? Which Bouchard? I'm sorry. Okay, but so last one is both are products. So let's start. L is any even lattice. Even lattice of signature 2B. I assume the rank of L is even for simplicity. And positive two and negative, other than negative. Then one can define so associated bounded symmetric domain of type 4. So similar to the period domain of K3, polarized K3 or n-decays. And then so this one group is this one. And take gamma. E gamma denotes a generator of group ring AL, right? And then let's consider following representation of SL, following action of SL2G called the Bell representation. So T is a generator of SL2G, 1101, and S is minus 1100. Okay? Then, the action is a rho is a, this is a rho, rho L, rho L T, T gamma is QL is a discount form and E gamma and rho L S E gamma is the summation. Minus one. Ah, no. Root minus one. B minus one. B is a signature. A and E. So gamma delta. E delta. This is the action of SL2G. Then, beta valued function, F is called a modular form of weight k and type rho L, if, maybe another blackboard. If so, F is a holomorphic and meromorphic at cusps and satisfy the so SL2G acts on upper half plane usual manner. Also, SL2G acts here. So combine this action. So modular form is an invariant one. So this is a usual action. We call the well, and here is A, B, C, D, and F. This action is this one. This is a modular form. Vector varied modular form. Then theorem. Borchardt's theorem. So F is a modular form. Of weight is special, 1 minus b, this one, the difference divided by 2, and type rho L, and denoted by f gamma tau e gamma. So this is a vector body, so decomposed like this, and this is a Fourier expansion. Tau e gamma. So n is a rational number. Then there is this meromorphic automatic form this one, bounded domain associated to this even that type of domain. Then autonomous form on DL of weight is C0 divided by 2 with non-zero and non-poles determined by the coefficient of this one. So I skipped this part. Anyways, and what is the automatic form on DL? I will give you the definition. what is an atomic form. So DL is a bounded domain. I write again. So satisfying Riemann condition. This is a D, and there is a sister bundle here. So just take a L tensor C and such some lemma. Okay. And then atomic form means atomic form means C is a function on DL tilde. So Meyerhofer function here. And homogeneous of weight K. K is the weight of the, in this case, the weight is this one, but in general, weight K atomic form means homogeneous of weight K. Okay? And so that means C times G is C minus K. Minus K. And invariant. And some subgroup. And subgroup gamma, finite index of finite index. On L. This is the definition of the meromorphic atomic forms. Okay, so I want to give you two examples. First one is I take a unimodular lattice of signature 226. This means an even unimodular. So signature is 226. So in this case, this is unimodular. So this grand group is trivial. So we start a usual modular form, okay? Not vector valued. Usual modular form. So I take this one. Delta is a discriminant. So delta tau is R minus Qn. Okay. Then this is a weight of minus 12. This is a weight is this is a weight 12 cast form. And so QN 24. Thank you. Oh, I lost. weight is 12. So this has a weight minus 12. So this is a difference. 2 minus 26 divided by 2, you get minus 12. Right? Okay. Then, so, and this has a following expansion. 24 plus. So you apply this theorem. Then you get an atomic form. In this case, this is holomorphic. And you get a holomorphic atomic form. Atomic form of weight is divided by 2. So weight 12. And here we have a Q minus 1. And the multiplicity is 1. So zero divisor is nothing but a divisor of, so maybe alpha, perpendicular. R is all minus 2 vector. Hyperplane defined by minus 2 vector with multiplicity 1. Multiplicity comes from the multiplicity of this one. And minus 2 comes from the minus 1. Okay. This is first one. And for example, in this case, this is a very simple case. But K3 lattice, polarized K3 lattice can be embedded primitively here. Then you can restrict this automorphism to period domain of K3. You get some modular form on period domain of K3. Then maybe I showed Kodaira dimension is non-negative. And later, so Sankaran, Hurek, Gritenko, they showed the Kodaira dimension is equal to the dimension n. That is a general type for the modular polarized K3 by applying this automorphism. So this is very powerful. Okay, and the next example is of course, this example is due to Borchardt. And the next example is also Borchardt. Example two. This is a case of Endicus. 5 minutes. Okay. I take U plus U2 plus E8Q. This is a L minus. This is not semon, but L minus in my lecture. Okay. Then, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. This is E8, not L minus. But this is equal to L minus taking a dual and multiply by 2. This is a little bit complicated. So L minus is like this, E8 2. This is L minus. So taking a dual and multiply by 2, then you get this one. So essentially the same. Okay. Then in this case, discriminant group is this case G2 times D2 coming from this part other in usual. And I write this one, so 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 1, 1. Of course, you understand, I hope. And this is a non-isotopic. Others are isotopic vectors with respect to the quadratic form. And consider the following modular form. 2 times 16, this is 8 plus, and F01 minus F10 equal to minus this same one. And finally, F11. This is 8, 16 plus divided by 16. This has this kind of, maybe this is minus. Okay. So this is a vector body modular form. Okay. And weight is minus 4, right? So then applying Borchardt's theorem, we have again holomorphic automorphic form of weight. Weight is a F00 constant term, so divided by 2. Then you get a weight 4 automorphic form, such that it's zero divisor. Is nothing but so R is L and R square is minus 2. So like this. No, minus 1. I'm sorry. This is minus 1. This is important. So weight 4 comes from the constant term, 8 divided by 2. And minus 1 vector comes from this term. Multiply by 2, minus 1. So then, this automorphism on here. We get the atom from here. But these two lattices are canonically connected. So you can get the atom form on the period domain of Wendekes. And minus one vector corresponds to minus two vector here. And minus two vector, I skip the period of Wendekes. But on the period domain of Wendekes, this is the last one. I define the 10-dimensional period domain of Wendekes. But I told you, so they need some hyperplanes. But that is, in fact, L minus R square minus 2. So they need a hyperplane perpendicular to all to minus 2 vector. Then this is a period domain of Wendekes, okay. Complement of the hyperplane. So Borchardt atom form is here, vanishing exactly this part. So his atom form is called discrete form. Okay, so finish. I'm sorry.